How you doing today, Coach
I'm
Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
Can you just give us an assessment of the young DNs, Massaquoi Matthews and Sidbury?
Okay. Well, they're obviously they're all young guys that have not they haven't done the job yet. Mm-hmm. But they're talented young guys. They work well in practice. They've shown the ability to at least get the shot to do the job of playing the defensive end. A couple of them have had a little bit. Sidbury's had a little bit. Cliff's had very little bit, but he's had some earlier in the season. We had him up for a game. Massaquoi obviously hasn't had any. But at the same time, all three of them are guys that we're hoping to develop, and we got to start that process at some time, and so it looks like this will be it.
Mm-hmm. Let's just go on to the Cardinals. Fitzgerald, does he keep you up at night?
Larry's an outstanding player. Have played against him. Coach teams have played against him many times. Mm-hmm. But he is an outstanding player. And the film is evident that everyone in the league thinks the same of him because defenses always account for him. That's really all I can say about him. He's one of the elite players. Might be the best wide receiver in the league. I'm not sure. I mean, naturally, we have a couple very good ones here as well. But he's a good player.
And Coach Ken's been I haven't talked to him yet, but he's keeping his quarterback thing under wraps. Do you have to plan for maybe if Kevin's coming back, or you just go off of what Skelton's been doing?
Well, the attack that they used I think will stay consistent because I believe it's one that's built around Larry and it's built around a very sound running game. So I think those things would stay consistent. As far as who pulls the trigger in the pocket, I think they would just be, obviously he's got a choice to make as far as which one he thinks will do a better job of it. But I would have to say based on the season's film that they all work within the same system.
What do you see when you see Stevens Howling? He's started off the season the third guy, but he's been decent, the last couple of times he's had a chance to get in the game.
They've had a lot of players play, and they've all done a very good job. I think they're all very capable players. That's just it. They've got enough depth that they kind of pass the baton to the next guy. So,
what do you think about the way your team responds to second half adjustments to the running game all season long? You guys have, done a pretty good job in the second half of games.
We need to get a good job in the first half of all games. How's that? That's what I think. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but we've given up some big runs. And typically there's one a game that is, taking us from 80 yards a game up to 130. Or the other day, the 56-yard run, without it, they're at they're under 100. But those plays do happen, and they happen for a reason. The disappointing thing I would say is two things. One is when a run gets on the second level, that's disappointing because every team wants to keep the runs within the front seven. It may be a 5-7-yard game, but if a front seven defender's making the play on it, then you live with it. You go on the next play, here we go. So the disappointing thing is a play like that gets on the second level. The next thing that's disappointing about it is when it gets on the second level and the times you're called to make the tackle, we need to make the tackle because, there's no excuse for a ball, for a play going that far unless you're just in something completely unsound, so to speak, which, if that were the case, you'd just see him free, just free as a Jaybird all the way to the goal line. But as you noticed, and all of us do, we've missed some tackles on it. So, that, like I said, those are the two disappointing things. Got to keep things from getting on the second level, and when they do get on the second level, we got to tackle. It's that simple.
So. What about a veteran like Mike Peterson? He seemed to be flashing when he got out there. And,
Mike did a nice job.
He did. He was very physical, played real hard, made some plays. At the end of the game, I don't know if you noticed, but when they were backed up, he almost got a safety. Mm-hmm. He hit the guy right near the goal line, but he was pretty close. So I appreciated the way he played extremely hard to the very end.
Looks like Michael Floyd is getting a couple extra looks here in the last couple of weeks. Do you see him as kind of an emerging threat in that offense?
Well, the talk is it's exactly, what it will be. And so we'll wait, we'll wait and see how they intend to use him and get him on the field. But they've got a very strong receiving core. Obviously, it starts with Fitzgerald. But the other players that are in that group are good, very good players. So, the quarterback in that system has to be pleased with the guys he's throwing to. And so we'll see how much, they had a bye week, as we all well know. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what they've done with them.